Hey Wildlifer, Roxy here, apprentice ranger with Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers. And this week, Ranger Ray is travelling to the lush surrounding of Greigleck Woods, home of the stunning Henrid Falls. And what brings them there? The mystery of the giant bat. I'm working on my emergency aid badge today, so I'll have to follow the action from afar with the rest of you. Now what's that sound I hear?
Ho-ho, gotta peck some wood, gotta peck some wood. As we woodpeckers always say, this wood isn't gonna peck itself. If a woodpecker could peck wood, how much wood could a woodpecker peck if a woodpecker could peck wood? Oh, listen to that. Nothing could disturb the peace and tranquility. Nothing other than some woodpecking, of course. I've never heard that sound in these woods before. It came from over here. Well, maybe I was imagining things. No, definitely not imagining that. What could it be? It's coming from behind the waterfall. Let's have a closer look. Oh my, what is that? It looks like a... it's a giant bat! Oh, I'd better call for help!
Across the many majestic wild spaces of the United Kingdom, from woods, wetlands to mountain and heath, whenever help is needed, one ranger and her animal friends always answer the call.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
I can talk to animals. It's a ranger's dream.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
Say hello to my animal team.
With deer and fox and wildcat, mole and dragonfly and beaver and bat.
Sound the alarm and we'll come running to you.
With our animal powers, we'll know what to do.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
I wonder how long it'll take them to get here. Probably a good while. After all, we are deep in the woods.
Did somebody call for Ranger Ray? I'm here with Fox and Bat to save the day.
Yes, it was me.
I love being surrounded by all these trees. What a beautiful forest you live in.
Thanks.
Hey, who's pecking wood during nap time?
I'm afraid nap time is over, Bat.
All this pecking wood means you must be...
Let me guess. You're a bird who pecks wood, so you must be... a gorilla?
No.
A spider?
No.
A dinosaur?
A woodpecker!
I'm a woodpecker, all right, and I've been pecking more wood than any woodpecker's ever pecked in the last hour.
And why is that?
I'm nervous, because of the giant bat. And when I'm nervous, I peck wood.
A giant bat?
Well, that's why I called you here. There's a giant bat down by the waterfall. A real scary sight.
We've travelled all over the UK, and we've never seen a giant bat before.
Just regular-sized bats like me.
Are you sure you didn't see a regular-sized bat, but very up close?
I'm telling you, it was a giant bat, making a very strange, growling, sobbing sound.
I don't think I've ever growled or sobbed.
You mostly do lots of yawning and snoring.
I'm not lazy, remember? I'm just nocturnal.
Lots of the animals are scared to go near the waterfall now, and some of them need to go that way for food.
Well, wildlifers, it seems like we have a mystery on our hands.
The mystery of the giant me. I mean, the giant bat.
I hope you're up to the task.
Don't worry, Woodpecker. Fox is a fine detective, equipped with a super sense of smell.
And a super sense of sight. And you're super smart and very sneaky. But not the bad kind of sneaky, the good kind.
Well, I suppose I did solve the mystery of who keeps leaving worms over all my stuff.
That was Mole.
And the mystery of who was wasting all our string.
Wildcat.
Excellent. What should we do first, Detective Fox?
Let's walk towards the waterfall, speak to some animals, see if we can find any clues.
And perhaps some woodpecking along the way?
This mystery is set up very nicely, isn't it? I wish I could be there. I love forests and waterfalls and nature trails and woodpeckers. I just love all of nature, really. I wonder what sort of clues Detective Fox will find. Maybe we can listen in and help them solve the mystery.
I'm excited to meet a giant bat. We could be giant friends and play lots of giant games together, like giant travel Scrabble.
Isn't that just regular size Scrabble?
Maybe.
Have there been giant bat sightings before?
A few over the years, but I've never seen one with my own eyes.
Are there any other strange creatures in Wales?
There are lots of amazing creatures in Welsh mythology, like Jack o' Kent.
Who's Jack o' Kent?
Jack was a giant, so big he could jump across the mountaintops. Legends say he lived in Monmouthshire.
So, Jack was a giant, but not a giant bat.
Precisely. And there's Cwmllwch, a mysterious lake. They say an island full of fairies used to appear on the lake once a year.
Fairies and giant bats. This is our strangest adventure yet.
Hiya, Woodpecker.
Hi, Trout.
Who are your friends?
Say hello to Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers, Fox and Bat.
Oh, wow. I thought you guys were the stuff of legends. Not like those giant bats I've seen around here.
Did you say giant bats? As in more than one?
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing them for quite a while now.
Why didn't you tell me?
Would you believe me if I said I keep seeing giant bats at the waterfall? We don't even have regular-sized bats around here.
There's one regular-sized bat here now.
Do you have any idea where these giant bats are coming from?
Afraid not. Lots of us fish are too scared to swim up that way now. And we need to swim upstream.
How come fish like to swim upstream so much?
Three reasons. Just imagine I'm holding three fingers up right now, instead of a fin. One, we like to lay our eggs upstream. Two, sometimes it's easier for fish to breathe swimming upstream. And three, the same reason we animals do so many things, for food.
Oh, I have a question. How do you swim upstream if there are waterfalls, like that small one there?
Prepare to be astounded by some amazing trout feats of strength.
He's hardly going to swim up a waterfall.
Watch me. Almost there. Ta-da!
Amazing.
Jolly good show.
Super stuff, Trout. We're all very impressed.
It's a real dream come true to impress Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
Hold up a minute. What's this leaflet on the ground? And why is it covered in bats?
Great find, Fox. Our first clue. It's all torn and dirty, but it's definitely something to do with bats.
And look over here. I found a guidebook for Ben Nevis.
Now, who do we know that might have been on Ben Nevis recently?
Any theories yet, Detective Fox?
I'm working on one. But let's get a little bit closer to the waterfall first.
Oh, this is getting very exciting. It's like one of those old detective shows Mum and Dad watch. Only this one is actually interesting. Let's see what clue they find next.
So, why do woodpeckers peck wood, anyway?
Three reasons. Just imagine I'm holding three fingers up now instead of a wing. One, it helps us find food inside the wood. Two, to clear out areas for nesting. And three, it's a way of marking our territory.
It sounds like you really love pecking wood, too.
I love pecking wood more than anything in the world.
See it with me. If a woodpecker could peck wood, how much wood could a woodpecker peck if a woodpecker could peck wood?
That's a nice tongue twister.
Isn't it? Let's do it again. If a woodpecker could peck wood, how much wood...
I think once is enough. We're getting close to the falls now. Time to engage stealth mode.
So, this is Henrid Falls, all 90 feet of them.
Yes, it's the biggest waterfall in all of South Wales.
Why are you whispering?
Because Fox said we're in stealth mode. Oh, look at that lovely wood. Say it with me, if a woodpecker could...
Not now, woodpecker!
What have you found, Fox?
Footsteps.
Are they giant bat footsteps?
No, human footsteps, leading all the way up to the waterfall.
Maybe the giant bat is wearing human shoes.
Seems unlikely.
Yeah, I've tried human shoes on before, and they're the wrong shape.
Where did you try human shoes on?
In a shoe shop, silly.
Oh, there's that awful sound again.
Quiet, woodpecker.
I can't help it.
I'll try to communicate with them. Hmm, that's funny. No response. Almost like it's not a real bat at all.
Look at this. I've found a photo. Hmm, it looks like a giant bat. Wait a minute. Ah, oh, I think I see what's going on here. Come here, Ranger Ray.
Detective Fox, I think you've cracked the case. Time to bring this giant bat in.
Don't get too close, Ranger Ray. What if it's not safe?
I don't think Ray's in any danger.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Now say hello to this giant bat. Or should I say, Expedition Eddie in a Batman costume.
I'm not Eddie. I am Batman. all right. It's me, Eddie. I've been trapped behind this waterfall for hours and I need your help. The stones are too slippy and I don't like getting wet.
For someone who doesn't like getting wet, he sure does spend a lot of time in the water.
Come on, Eddie. Let's get you out of here.
Oh, thank you.
But only if you promise to stop doing the Batman voice.
I will. Thanks for saving me again, Ranger Ray. It's almost like I've got a habit of getting into sticky situations.
Almost.
How did you know the giant bat was Eddie, Detective Fox?
Once I pieced together all the clues, it was obvious. The leaflet covered in bats, the Ben Nevis guidebook.
You found me guidebook? Roxy gave me that on our last event, eh? Our last rescue.
Then there was the human footsteps. The photo of a man who looks very like Eddie, dressed as a bat.
It's still not obvious to me.
Or me.
This waterfall was used in a Batman film as the entrance to the Batcave.
That's right. And Batman fans love to dress up as Batman and have their picture taken beside it. Though coming alone was probably a bit risky.
So is this Batman character a man that became a bat, or a bat that became a man?
Neither. It's a man who dresses up as a bat.
So he can fight criminals.
Are the criminals bats?
No. But one is a penguin.
I'll never understand you humans.
So, Eddie, I hope you've learned your lesson.
I sure did. From now on, I'm going to be a Superman fan.
I was going to say you should always make sure you're prepared for a nature walk. And don't leave your leaflets and photos lying around. A lot of work goes into keeping places like Grey Cleck Woods and Henrid Falls nice and clean.
Oh, yeah. I'll do that too.
What an excellent mystery that was. I had so much fun listening to Detective Fox solve it, and I hope you did too. And I really enjoyed learning all about Henrid Falls' Batcave connections. Probably should have guessed it was Expedition Eddie getting himself into another jam. It usually is.
Thanks for coming to help, Ranger Ray. And thank you, Detective Fox. You really are the most cunning of creatures.
Thanks, Woodpecker. You live in a truly beautiful corner of the country.
Now, everybody say it with me. If a woodpecker could peck wood...
Ah, all right then.
If a woodpecker could peck wood, how much wood could a woodpecker peck if a woodpecker could peck wood?
We'll have to leave it there, woodpecker. It sounds like somebody else needs our help. Come on, wildlifers, off we go!
It's Ranger Ray and...